read the first question, and after the first question, the time will start. When you finish your first question, stop so I can read the second question and the third question so the audience will know what it is, please.
Okay.
First question, what are your qualifications and experience to be our county clerk?
Thank you. I'd like to thank the Kiowa County Republican Committee for hosting and those of you that are in attendance for your time to make an informed decision. My name is Jenny Phelps Clark. I am a Republican. I was raised in the Walnut Grove community of Fredonia by my conservative parents, Barry and Georgianne Rogers Phelps. My mother was a school teacher, and my father worked on the railroad and operated a tobacco and cattle operation. I learned my hard work ethic and love of community from watching them. I graduated from Kiowa County High School in 1993. I've been married to Patrick Clark for 24 years. We have one daughter and son-in-law, Dylan and Callie Blevins. He is proudly serving in the United States Army and will be deployed on May the 5th. And she is finishing up her first year of University of Kentucky Medical School. Patrick and I also own a small farm and produce business that we operate in our spare time. I have worked for the City of Princeton for the last 18 years and have acquired vast governmental knowledge and experience. Prior to that, I worked at an automotive dealership and understand the many aspects related to title transfers and liens. I'm a Kentucky Certified Municipal Clerk and Master Municipal Clerk. I've been involved with my peer group on a state and local level. I have served on the Kentucky Municipal Clerks Board and the Scholarship Committee. I've also served as a president of the Pinerol Clerks Association. I was graciously honored to be the Kentucky League of Cities 2014 City Employee of the Year. I've worked with many different government agencies over my years, such as the Department of Local Government, the Attorney General's Office, the Department of Revenue, the Department of Libraries and Archives, and legislators. Everyone that works within any governmental body has to be ready to implement changes that have been made during each legislative session, so adapting to changes is nothing new to me. I have a proven history of leadership and integrity with my duties that speak for itself. I always give 110% to everything that I do and believe that I have the most diverse experience and best leadership skills to progress this office forward with modernization.
Question number two, please explain the duties you will encounter if elected to be our county clerk.
Most of the clerk duties are mandated by the state with little or no room to alter them. A lot of the clerk duties are same or very similar to the ones that I currently handle. Ad valorem and motor vehicle tax, all aspects of property tax, setting of the rates, balancing the taxable categories, printing the bills, collection of payments, disbursement of payments, and delinquents. Record retention schedules, preparation of minutes, notary duties, grants on the federal, state, and local level, payroll, CERS retirement reporting, accounts payable, budgets in preparation, understand revenue projections, revenue streams, and amendments that are needed. I understand how to lobby our legislators on the state and local level. But let's talk about what I can do to serve the citizens of Kiowa County. First off, I have been listening to you. I will provide new online services in a timely manner and will take into consideration and value the input of the main users of these services. What I implement will be online vehicle renewals, online electronic recording of documents. I will digitize the remaining records and will create an informational website and Facebook page. I will make public service a priority by shifting hours to have my office open later one day a week on Mondays to serve all citizens that work out of town and simply just can't make it during the current business hours. Part of being a great leader is being able to demonstrate a need and have buy-in from the key players to accomplish your goal. There will be an approved safety plan in place to ensure the safety of all employees any hours that the office is open.
Question three. How will you use your qualifications and experience to successfully execute the duties of your office, namely providing for fair elections?
Thank you. Election responsibilities are a huge part of the office of county clerk. We have a constitutional right to vote and have an opinion heard and be accounted for. We currently have many KRS statutes that are applicable during the voting process, and I will strictly adhere to all of them. It is very important that the standards and applications are uniform across the state to ensure the same fair treatment of each voting citizen, regardless of what county you reside in or what precinct that you vote in. The best way to help provide for fair elections is having a working relationship with the legislators that make the bills that govern our system and our processes. Relationships at the most fundamental level provide access to the decision makers. They will pay more attention when they hear from someone that they know and trust. Transparency in elections is of utmost importance. The Republican-led General Assembly has done a great job this session introducing many bills that support transparency and have made some really important improvements. A paper trail is very important to have if there is any question or recount. The date to transition over to paper ballots and away from electronic machines has been moved up. I was in support of Senate Bill 216. I also strongly believe that we should keep our machines off the internet. We have inadequate cybersecurity methods in place currently. We are a state that does not have a statewide vendor for voting systems. By each county clerk being able to purchase their own voting system, the vast array of different systems make a statewide hacking scheme almost impossible. I am very thankful also that we are a state that does not mail out voting ballots to every citizen. I will also lobby hard to keep it that way. There are many safeguards in place, but you must also have personnel involved that have integrity throughout the entire election process. I look forward to working with some of the best and most knowledgeable election officers in our state. My number one goal would be to ensure that there's never been greater integrity and transparency in our election system than during my terms. In closing, I'd like to say I love my community. I love serving the citizens of Kiowa County. I want to continue to make Kiowa County a great place to live and a home that we can be proud of. The primary will be the deciding factor for who is your next Kiowa County clerk. I feel that I have the leadership skills needed to adapt to the changes and provide new services and progressive ideas for this office. I will also have several months to be learning the current procedures and aspects of the office that I'm not as familiar with. We have an amazing opportunity to apply within the next 2 years for our share of the $25 million that was put in the state's biannual budget for the county clerks. We need to have a comprehensive plan in place that will encompass all aspects of changes that need to be made. On top of providing the convenience of new online services that I spoke of before, we must get all of our remaining records, plats, surveys, and leases scanned into digital records to protect our citizens and property owners from future natural disasters and avoid the situation that some property owners are in other counties. I want to thank you for your support, and I humbly ask for your vote on May 12th, 13th, or 14th, our primary day on May 17th. I'm number one on the ballot. Clark for clerk. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. Okay, next, Fran, Ms. Washington. Sorry. I'd like to be like Vanna White, turn the pool on. Okay, Jennifer. You have 10 minutes to answer three questions. I will read question number one, and the time will start. When you get through with question number one, let me read question number two, and so forth with question number three, so the audience can hear them, okay?
Okay.
All right. Question number one, what are your qualifications and experience to be our county clerk? Start.
Hi, my name's Jennifer Watson Hale. And I'm a Republican candidate for Caldwell County Clerk. I'm number two on the ballot. My qualifications include that I've spent 17 years in the county clerk's office as a deputy clerk, and I've been run up against all the situations basically that you can come up against in the county clerk's office. I've been trained by Tony Watson, the current clerk, and I received a lot of training from Ms. Shirley Robinson. I have attended numerous state trainings carried on by the departments that govern our office and what we can and can't do. And I've also spent a lot of time taking all of these things home and studying not only the regulations, but the new software updates and the different things that they have brought into the office to update it so that I could help better serve my customers. Accountability and reconciliation of taxes and fees we collect is a major responsibility of the county clerk. And I've had a hand in this for many years. I've made daily, weekly, and monthly payments to the state, the county, and other taxing districts, as well as the city of Princeton and the city of Fredonia. I have been able to assist many customers with tax and licensing issues over the years. I have simply put forth the effort to contact other entities and other people involved in their deals to obtain for them the documentation that they need in order to complete their business. And I've done that in order to help them solve their problems, which is our job in the office. We work for you. I have a great relationship with area clerks, especially those that were in small counties like us that come up against the same obstacles that we do. I also have a great relationship with a lot of the supervisors up at Frankfort who trust my judgment when I have to call them concerning tax issues, documentation, notarization, and different things that come into play when it comes to helping people pay tax on what they give for a vehicle instead of the book value, as well as other issues that come up that can stop people from being able to take care of their business. And it's through this experience and these relationships that I've been able to help people through the years.
Question number two, please explain the duties you will encounter if elected to be our county clerk.
The duties of the county clerk are many and varied. One thing is that the county clerk is also the clerk of the fiscal court. We are responsible also for the transferring and licensing and recording of and releasing of liens on motor vehicles, trailers, boats. We have to be in contact with lending institutions a lot and cooperate with them in order to get things taken care of for people. We prepare property and franchise tax bills, and our office also records, scans, and indexes 167 other legal documents. As clerk, I hope to continue the back scanning process, which provides backup record of any documents that we've recorded. God forbid anything happened like with Graves County with the tornado when it came through and destroyed so many, all of their records. So this way we're ensuring that these documents can still be gotten to and used when the time arises and they're still there when we need them. With the recent implementation of a new indexing system in the office, a new website is on the way that will provide for e-filing as well as online renewals. This has been in the works for quite some time. It takes a while to get everything programmed and set into motion, but it is on its way and will be there for the next clerk. Now, there's also going to be a link on this that will allow for the renewal of vehicles. However, as in the case, any day when you come up there to renew a vehicle or to license one or to transfer one, if there are any delinquent tax issues, those have to be taken care of before it can be done. If something like that happens while you're trying to do it on the website, you won't be able to continue. You'll have to contact the clerk's office and rectify those issues before anything else is going to be able to be done for you. It's the same if there are insurance issues. You're going to have to contact our office and provide us with what we need to make things ready so that you will be able to go ahead and do those renewals. We will provide you that help, as we always have, and be glad to do so when those instances arise. As far as extended hours, the clerk's office has always ran on the fees we collect. In a small county like ours, the fees that would be required to pay the overtime to keep the employees there just aren't there. It went over them time and time again, and it's just not there. We aren't a huge county. We're not constantly collecting the fees and taxes that the other ones are. But one thing that we have always done, Mom and I also, have always made ourselves available to the public. If people call ahead, you're running late, you need to get there an hour early, we'll meet you. I've also went to people's houses who can't travel and done notarization to get their paperwork ready for them so that they can have somebody else take care of it for them. Or sometimes I've taken it up there and done it for them, you know. That's the kind of thing that we have to, as a small county, be ready to do to help our customers. We have to be ready to adapt and to provide further services than just what having the doors open to the office do. And I feel like I've always done that in the past, and it's something that I'm going to pledge that I'll continue to do in the future to help people as we can in the clerk's office.
How will you use your qualifications and experience to successfully execute the duties of your office, namely providing for fair elections for our county?
Well, the fairness of and the legality of the elections in Caldwell County have never come into question. We work in conjunction with the State Board of Elections, the County Board of Elections, local county officials, as well as local election officers to make sure that no impropriety occurs. We follow the rules set by the State Board of Elections to the letter when conducting them. The election process in Kentucky does not come under the scrutiny of many of the other states because we have a lot more safeguards in place. Absentee ballots must be requested by the voter who provides proof and identification of who they are before that ballot is sent out. They aren't just sent out to addresses the way they are in some states, and that keeps that down. Now, at the polls, a proof of identification must also be provided before the ballot is provided to the voter. There's also a requirement that all ballots issued must be accounted for. So that day, if a ballot is issued and someone makes a mistake on it, it must be spoiled first and then another ballot given if that's what needs to be done, or all of the proper identification must be provided before a ballot can even be issued to begin with, and make sure that you're getting the right ballot before you get it. Another way that the elections are kept in good shape is that the vote count is open to the public and requires the assistance of the County Board of Elections, comprised of members from each party. All results are transmitted on a secure website to the state after manual checks are also conducted on all of these results. Now, on December 22nd, the Motor Vehicle Department is going to completely change. The state is transferring all processes from the decades-old AVIS system to the new CAVIS system, which was put in place a couple of years ago and took over with the boat registration. So some of you may have already encountered some of the things that have come up on the new CAVIS system when you're trying to take care of your boats.
And 10 minutes.
Thank you.
Next up, we have Christina Thompson. Hi, Christina.
Hello.
I will read the first question, then I will start the time. After you finish your first question, look at me, and then I'll read the second question. After the second question, same thing, I will read the third question, okay? First question, what are your qualifications and experience to be our county clerk? Start.
All right, so for those of you who don't know who I am Christina Thompson. And it's no secret that I do not have the local government experience that our other two ladies have. And that kind of was going to be my introduction, is to tell you who I am, because who I am has made me become the person that is standing before you that I feel will show you some qualifications that I have for county clerk. My father is Jimmy Williams. He is a farmer out at Hobson Store area. We're close to Tree County by the I-24 interstate. And I was born and raised on that farm. I still live on that farm to this day. And if you know a farmer, you know dedication, you know hard work, and you know faith. And my father has taught me every single one of those on a daily basis. And those are qualifications that I have, the dedication, the hard work, and the faith. My mother is Debbie Williams. Some of you may have known her when she worked at the primary school. She's also an amazing seamstress, one heck of a cook. And she has taught me how to love others and how to serve others. So between my mother and my father, I have learned how to be a hardworking person that is here to serve you. I'm also a member of Blue Springs Baptist Church. My husband is Jason Thompson. He works for the Lyon County Road Department. He is definitely a hard worker himself, who is working to keep the roads clear whenever we have all kinds of bad weather. And I'm the mother of two amazing children. I'm also a teacher, and I've been a teacher for 15 years. And when the pandemic hit, and I had to learn how to teach students in their home while I was at home or in a different situation, I learned how to be innovative. And I feel like your county clerk needs to be innovative, needs to be dependable, hardworking, and needs to be someone that you can trust. And those are definitely qualities that I have based on my mom and dad and my job as a teacher. I will use my beliefs and my values to help me and guide me to do the best job as county clerk. And what I lack in experience, I most definitely will make up for in hard work and dedication and innovation.
Number two, please explain the duties you will encounter if elected to be county clerk.
Yes, sir. In a nutshell, it would be doing anything from issuing and registering motor vehicles to hunting and fishing licenses, keeping vital records for our community, keeping and recording, registering and purging voter rolls, and conducting election duties and tax duties. And that's just a nutshell of what the county clerk does. I'm sure that we could sit here and talk all day about the things that Ms. Watson does on a daily basis. There are things that I would like to see done in our clerk's office. I would love to see us use the grant that Governor Beshear has passed and really update and revamp our website. I would love to see that as something that I would be doing on a daily basis, so that our community can have access to forms and links that they can do at home, at work, anywhere that they have internet access. I also would like to be able to see our community do simple registrations online where they don't have to come into the clerk's office. I believe in not wasting time and not wasting money. And if we can do those things at home and not have to come in and do them, that would be wonderful. And by saying that, I also believe that maybe staying open late 1 or 2 days a week might not be our best choice. When I first decided to run, that was something I was going to run on, and I knew I would get elected like that because people want you to stay open late. However, I didn't realize that Frankfort closes at 3 o'clock our time. And if I stay open late until 5 and I have someone come in and we need Frankfort and they're not there to help, I've wasted their time, I've wasted their money, and they have to come back during regular business hours so that we can conduct business. So that's why I feel like we need to really focus our efforts on our website and as well as doing some digital recording of our deeds and plats. If all we have is paper records, God forbid anything happen to the courthouse. You know, tornadoes, we've already experienced that. Fires, anything else. And we need to have a digital copy as well in case something were to happen. So those are things that I would like to see added to duties as the county clerk.
Number three, how would you use your qualifications and experience to execute the duties of your office, namely providing for fair elections in our county?
As I said earlier about being hardworking and dedicated, I will definitely use those experiences to help me as county clerk. As a teacher specifically, I have been trained for this role. Teachers are recording data every day. And so whenever we're needing to record and keep records, that is something that I have to do on a daily basis with anything from a student's educational plan to their emotional well-being, test data. And speaking of test data, teachers are trained 3 times a year on test security. And I know with voting security being something that is incredibly important, it is not something that is that far off from what I have to do on a daily basis as a teacher. We have strict state guidelines that we have to adhere by as teachers whenever we're testing. And so it's not something that I'm not familiar with, and it would be different, but it would also be realizing that you have to uphold some very strict guidelines as well. We have to make sure that we don't have any kind of educational things on our walls whenever we test. We have to make sure that there's no electronic devices when we test. We have to make sure that each student has their own book and not somebody else's. They cannot work on a different test at a different time than they're supposed to, or else we are sequestered and we cannot move on until the rest of the student body has finished that portion of the test. So I do realize the severity of voter security. I would love to see us using driver's license, if that is possible, to make sure that we are getting the correct folks that are voting. I know that every time I step into or at the polls, I bring my driver's license with me and I'm ready to show it when I need to. We have people that have the same names, first name, last name, and sometimes even the same middle initial. And it can happen in the same precinct where there could be a problem with some voters getting confused on who's voting. So there's definitely ways to improve voter security. We have great people that work at our polls that are trained yearly, and they do a wonderful job. And I'm sure that there's other ways if we communicated and collaborated with other counties and find to see what we can do, we could definitely improve security. So in closing, I would like to say that what I lack in our local government experience, I definitely make up for as being a hard worker and being dedicated. I'm also incredibly innovative. Give me a task for me to do something and I'll figure out a way to do it with as little as possible. And I would like to see us be able to bring our county clerk into a digital century.
Next, we have